Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
You're listening to Narcosis.
Just your luck, because it's a rare, bright day in the Highlands. Temperatures today reached a balmy 15 degrees with wind.
Veronica? What's your location? I've lost you on the finder.
Veronica? Veronica, do you copy?
I have visual on us, Anna. She's welding the seam in engine 5.
Almost done. All patched up.
No other signs of compromises or obtrusions. Turbine holes are clean.
Diagnostic looks good.
Good work. We are headed back.
Well, that went quicker than I was expecting. We'll have a chance to get cleaned up before the dinner with the CGEN suits.
I prefer to do my executive meetings in flip-flops. You hear that?
Sounds like an engine went down.
Number 2. What the hell?
Let's check it out.
What is that?
Be careful. If it's larger than the propeller, it could eject at any moment.
Something's sticking out. It.
Get your tank off. I need to take a look at you. Okay, deep breaths. There you go. Okay, your heart rate is spiking. Let me give you something to calm you down.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Let's head in.
Let's toast to CGEN Phase 2.
Phase 2?
Phase 2.
Yeah, cheers.
Yes.
Sonna, Billy, how about a game of darts?
Sure.
How about another drink for us?
Sounds great. On me.
So, wait, we're talking Phase 2 already?
Yeah, you put us in a great position. Basically, we took the system design here in Durness, which has been doing so well, brought it to a company in Japan. Board members were all impressed. They want one just like it to go up by the spring.
That's ambitious.
It is. But look, Veronica, we came all this way because we're here to promote you. Actually, we'd like you to be our head of global logistics.
Wait, me?
Yes, you, Veronica. It's a big step up, I know, but you're gonna kill it.
I don't know what to say.
You're excited.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes, I'm excited.
And you're feeling good about it. You're up for the challenge.
1,000%. Can I tell my team?
Of course, just you can get your phone, you know.
Oh, it's probably. Huh.
What is it? Are you okay?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. Can you excuse me for a minute? I'll be right back. Charlie?
Hi, Veronica.
Wow, I am surprised to hear from you. How are you? How's Sophia?
Something happened.
Tell Little Slip that they're going to be doubling our salary.
Oh, I always wanted to go to Japan. Will we source a local team to train? Veronica?
Can I get another? Another, please.
Whoa, okay, Veronica, slow down.
I mean, they make great whiskey around here, but you're gonna be on the floor soon.
Hey, you still freaked out about whatever you saw?
There's something else.
What's going on?
I just got a call from the husband of an old friend, Sophia. She's gone.
What?
Sophie and I used to dive together on the island where we grew up in Maine, Sinclair. She went and did a solo dive 10 days ago in the Bay of Fundy.
Not exactly the spot to do a solo dive.
No, it most certainly isn't. But that's where she went diving, and that's where she went missing. And now, Sophia's body is lost at sea. She's been declared dead, and they're making the arrangements for her funeral, and...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Her dive tracker malfunctioned. They weren't able to locate her until now. Tracker started working again, and they've been able to pinpoint her location. It's in a cave, 300 feet down. I'm excited about phase two in Japan, but I need to retrieve Sophia's body.
We're going with you.
No. Guys, it's your vacation. I'll manage fine on my own. Please, don't worry about me. Seriously.
Hey, we're a team. And that's not going to be a dive you can do on your own or with inexperienced divers.
Let's go get your friend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving out now. Tickets, please, tickets.
From one cold, isolated island to another.
I think it's cute.
I need to get one of those lobster sandwiches.
Ugh, disgusting. Lobsters are the cockroaches of the ocean.
Yeah, plus they eat the dead.
Well, they're delicious.
If your friend's family has so much money, why are we taking the ferry?
Sophia's family doesn't have any money, but her husband Charlie's family owns most of the island. And they always have. The Evans.
And we're going to be using one of their boats for the dive?
Yeah, Charlie's boat. He's the only one I've spoken to about the retrieval mission. I don't know what's going on with the rest of the family.
But you know these people.
I used to know them very well.
Hey, mind grabbing us some coffees from the snack bar, Billy?
Yeah, sure.
God, I can't believe I'm here. I promised myself I would never come back.
Okay, look. You haven't told us anything about the island and whatever happened to you. What went down between you and Sophia?
We grew up together. Well, really, her family took me in as one of their own. It was just me and my Aunt Kelly here on the island, and she was busy with work, so I was left alone a lot. In the summer after our senior year of high school, Sophia and I took a sailboat out. We were planning to go diving in a restricted area on the north side of the island, Old Shink Cove. It's a really nasty stretch of shoreline. No one ever dives there, and we were thinking it would be this big, momentous experience. We'd heard stories of shipwrecks and things, stuff we wanted to check out. But our boat capsized in a whirlpool. We were both injured pretty badly. I recovered quickly, but Sophia was unconscious for a few days.
Unconscious?
We landed in an urchin grove and got stung. We both blacked out on the shore rocks from their poison.
Lucky you didn't die.
We almost did. I came around quicker. I helped look after Sophia with her boyfriend, and...
You hooked up with him?
Yeah. He wanted to be with me after that. And when Sophia recovered, he tried to break up with her.
I'm sorry. Hey, but seriously, you're being way too hard on yourself.
Am I?
Yeah, we all make those kinds of mistakes when we're young. Where the hell is the boyfriend now anyway? He didn't have to break up with Sophia.
Charlie.
Her husband.
Yeah.
Got it.
Charlie's family owns most of the island, so it was a bigger deal than under normal circumstances. And I never spoke to Sophia again after that all went down.
Coffee.
Thank you.
Did I miss something?
Oh, no. We're just enjoying the view.
The jagged rocks are the sheer cliffs. No wonder there's so many shipwrecks. Jesus.
Oh, it's rugged. Try love.
I'd forgotten how stunning it is.
Welcome to Sinclair Island. Please remember the gathering of your belongings since you exited the ferry. Gave your urchin vests to the heirs of that boat.
Urchin Fest? I thought this state was in love with crustaceans.
Not on this island. Urchin Fest is the biggest weekend of the season. Thousands descend on Sinclair for a taste of urchin in all the ways. Fried, baked, boiled, and broth. Even raw.
I'll stay with the lobster.
Veronica.
Hi, Charlie. You really didn't have to come meet us down here. I'm so sorry about Sophia. This is Dr. Sana Anand and my dive partner, Billy Moyes.
Hello, Charlie.
Thank you for being here. It means a lot.
I promise you, Charlie, we are going to retrieve Sophia's body.
About that.
Something wrong?
I should have cleared your plan to dive for my wife, Sophia, with my parents first. They'd prefer if you held off on diving.
What?
It's just too treacherous. The cave she's in is deep, and the conditions are extremely challenging.
Don't worry about it at all. We specialize in deep caves and extremely challenging conditions.
All the same, my folks have instructed me to ask you to hold off on the mission.
Charlie, we can't just leave her down there.
Yeah, they thought you might have that reaction, so they've brought in a support team.
I'm sorry, a what?
My folks found a few diving contractors through their government connections, ex-military, to escort you and assist you. They'll be there to help. Really, that's all.
Charlie, we are one of the best diving teams in the world. We don't need help. Maybe if I could explain to your parents.
You know how they are. Very sensitive about anything related to the family. They want to make sure that you're properly supported so that there aren't any accidents.
That's considerate of them.
Look, I'm so grateful that you're here. This has been the worst nightmare of my life, and I'm barely keeping my shit together.
This is the least I can do for her. For you. Where is this other team?
They're at the resort now. And thank you all for understanding. None of this has been easy, and my parents have a way of just taking control no matter the situation. But I told them, Sophia would have wanted it to be you to go and get her. So that's what needs to happen.
We'll find her. This place has changed.
Yeah, there were some break-ins maybe 10 years back. Whole place is gated around to the shoreline now. The guests don't like to mingle with the locals. All right, please get their luggage to their rooms. Mom has everything covered.
Yes, of course, Mr. Evans.
Well, welcome to Acquia.
This place is a lot fancier than I remember.
Our clientele has climbed up a few notches. Everyone can't get enough time in the grotto.
The what?
There are natural baths in the caverns below the resort. Kind of like hot springs. People come for their healing qualities. It's what put Sinclair on the map.
Yeah, and then in the last 10 years, the Instagram people found it. We became a destination where you can have a unique experience. My sister was more responsible for that.
Excuse me, Mr. Evans? We have a problem with room 212. If you could just come this way.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, I have to deal with this. Look, lunch is on us. Well, everything is on us. But meet these fellow diver folks, and hopefully you all get on, okay? They're over there on the patio.
So, Mr. Evans, I was speaking with your sister, and...
Hey, Charlie. Is there something you're not telling me?
Nothing. What do you mean?
That's a Wetworks team.
I think they just got a name from one of their high society contacts, and these are the contractors who showed up. My parents don't understand nuance in these situations. They just want 100% safety and certainty.
What's down there?
My wife's dead body.
Charlie, I am so sorry. I need to understand everything that's at play here.
I'm not doing a good job of explaining anything to anyone. I haven't even broached it with Alice.
Alice?
Our daughter. My parents had to tell her that Sophia isn't coming back. I can't even handle talking to her about it.
You and Sophia had a daughter? How old is she?
10.
And where is Alice now?
Somewhere around here. She comes and goes as she likes.
Charlie.
You know what? Maybe my parents are right. This is feeling too complicated right now.
No, it's not complicated. I'm here and I'm going to go get her.
Sophia really admired everything you did when you left. The career you've had, we've been following you from afar.
I don't know what to say to that.
She wanted to reach back out to you over the years, We both did, but then she'd change her mind.
Why?
She didn't want you coming back. She felt like you escaped from Sinclair, that you found a great life. She didn't want to drag you back here.
Until now.
Yeah, until now.
Hi, welcome to Acquia. Will you be checking in?
Yes.
Veronica West, we've been expecting you. And you must be Dr. Anand and Mr. Moise.
Das Rose.
Your suites are ready. We've got you next to each other. Have you run into Ms. Evans yet?
Charlie's sister, Lois?
That's right. She's our general manager. She wanted to greet you personally.
Oh. They've redone everything. Ms. Evans? I hardly recognize it.
$300 for a facial?
Now you know how they afford the Greek tile.
Miss Evans is tied up at the moment, but she's booked you all for complimentary treatments before dinner. So if you'd like to settle in for a half hour before heading over to the spa... Oh, I can get you a map.
Oh, I know where it is.
Great. You're in rooms 119, 120, and 121.
Thank you.
Oh, and here you are.
What's this?
Complimentary shots.
Oh, sorry, it's... A little early for...
Not alcoholic. It's a cleansing tonic. Should help you get over the jet lag.
Don't need to tell me twice.
Oh.
Yeah. It's that urchin again. They love that urchin. It's gross.
Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Full treatment, huh? That one didn't even have a price on the menu.
Sounds lovely to me.
I thought this was work, not a vacation.
Huh. They weren't joking about the fog, were they? Veronica?
Did you see someone outside?
No. I can't see 10 feet.
There. It's a girl.
Veronica, what are you doing? Veronica!
What the hell is going on?
Veronica!
What the hell?
Hello? What are you doing out here? You shouldn't be out in weather like this.
Are you Veronica?
I am. And you must be Alice? Come inside and we'll talk.
Are you just going to tell me my mom drowned?
Oh. Alice. Alice? Alice! Come on, let's go inside and you can tell me all about it, okay?
No, you need to come with me.
Where?
To meet Syl. She knows where Mom is.
Narcosis was created by Fred Greenhalgh and Chris Bernier. Written by Chris Bernier. Additional writing by Fred Greenhalgh. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Rhoda Baeza. Executive producers, John Brooks and Molly Barton. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Voices by Molly Hager, Shalani Bethina, Ian O'Brien, Zoe Glick, Aaron Newfer, Matthew Yeager, Jonathan Buckley, Kimberly Sue Murray, Kenny Miles, Crystalyn Lloyd, Christina Teleska, Ray Goyos, Woody Fu, Gina Vittori, Jeannie Bollet, Josh Cole, Alan Enlow, Robert Yunus, and Masayuki Yunizawa. Casting by Sunday Bolian Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Principal recording at Real Voice LA and CityVox NYC. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Pagala and Sam Pagala. Narcosis is a Realm original production. Find more shows like Narcosis on Apple, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are served. If you're listening on Spotify, we've got some questions and polls for you this season, so be sure to let us know how you're thinking about the show and what happened in this episode. Look for it in your Spotify app.